covers, you make pickled, that's not Bishul.
No.
So the Gemara has a
thing. You have a Mashgiach at a Chinese restaurant.
It doesn't help. No, they have Goyish restaurants, and what they do is that the Jew turns on the fire. And the Ramah is Mekel, that's the Machlek, the Mechab and the Ramah. So the Ramah is Mekel, if the Jew turns on the fire, and the Goy does the cooking, and using the fire that the Jew did, so that's not Bishul. The other shaila is that the Jew doesn't turn on the fire. The Jew turns on the pilot light. They only on all the fires all day long. Then the Goy turns on the burner from the pilot light. That's already a cooler on top of a cooler. Hidlikei shmei shehidlikei Yisrael. The Goy lit a light min ha'ei shehidlikei Yisrael. So that's already a cooler gedoyla. That's a cooler gabi cooler. So the Taz writes on that Ramah. The Ramah writes that that's mutter. Hidlikei shmei shehidlikei Yisrael. So the Ramah writes that it's mutter. So the Taz writes that that's only if it's b'beis shel Yisrael. If it's a dinst working in a Jewish home, that there's one day in Taisvis, where's that Taisvis? The one day not in Beitz. There's one day in Taisvis in Avodah Zarah, that there's no Easter. B'shul Akum, the base of Shal Yisrael, the Chashash of B'shul Akum is only if it's base of Shal Akum. If the guy's cooking, a maid is cooking in my home, there's no worker. There's no B'shul Akum, the base of Shal Yisrael. So we don't paskin like that. L'chatchila, b'diyevet, we're mekel. If a goyish and maid cooked in my home, but the yevid will make a lot of food, that is not bishulak. But lachili not allowed to. So the Taz says, if it's bebeis of shal Yisrael, there is some who make a lot of that. And hidlikeish meishid lika Yisrael, and that's a tzad lahokel thing. It's after two tzadim lahokel, and you mata lachatchila. But let's say it's a Chinese restaurant that's run by goyim, owned by goyim. It's not that it's a Jewish restaurant. Yeah. There's a mashgiach watching that all the food is kosher there. So all you have is hidlikeish meishid lika Yisrael. You don't have any other tzad lahokel. So then the Taz writes that it's not right to be make a lot of that. He holds that the Ramah was never master. Others are Mekel. Later Achreinim are Mekel. Later Achreinim are Mekel. But the Taz on the top. The Taz is not happy about that. He says he doesn't think the Ramah meant it. The Ramah is talking the base of Shal Yisrael. He's not talking the base of Shal Goy. I remember a couple of years ago when the Daf Yomi made a Siyam on Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
When was that? Quite a few years ago. So one of the rabbonim in New Jersey, Rabbi Yudin, always invites one of the rabbis from yeshiva. Whenever they make a siyum on a mesichtas, he invites one of the rabbis to come for Shabbos and to speak and to make shalshudas and to make lebedik. So he asked me to come when they made the siyum on Avodah Zarah. He asked me to speak about some of these dinim, of Bishalakum and Pasakum and so on.
You disturbed the whole community.
So I was speaking about it. So I said over this din, I said the Taz says that if hidlakeish meish hidlakei Yisrael was only mutter the base of Shal Yisrael. So one fellow screams out, and what about huchans? I don't know what he's talking about. What's huchans?
So he says,
what if you have, he says in abstract, what if you have a pizza place or something like that? What if you have a restaurant that's owned by goyim and run by goyim, and you have a Jewish mashgiach and he just turns on the
pilot light?
So I said, that's what I just said, that it's awesome. Ooh. So there was a whole machlokes. Apparently there was a shop right down the street. Right down the street from the shul, right down the block from the shul. That's the setup that they had. They had the endorsement of one of the kashrus organizations. So a few days later, one of the rabbonim from that kashrus organization sent me a letter, what the heter is based on. There are achrayim who are mekel, but the Taz, on the top, thinks that it's not right. He thinks that this heter is too much. Yeah, they haven't invited me since. They haven't invited me again. It was enough. So the Gemara has a chiddush. So the Gemara has a chiddush. I don't know. I'm not sure. We got to find out. I don't know.
I think you had some shitkum, Yiddish shitkum, and so it's like
some Yiddish shitkum
in Lord, and everybody's eating that. And it's
is shitkum, is that called Beis Shal Yisrael? I don't know. It's a good shayla. I don't know. So let's see again. So the Gemara gives the following marshal. Let's say the Nochri takes raw fish. And he salts it, and he soaks it, pickled, he makes pickled fish, and it's nechel kamo shulchai, you can eat it the way it is. Then the guy goes and he cooks it. So the din is that there's no bishulakam on that, because you could have eaten it before he did the cooking. But now that, so before you did the cooking, you couldn't use that for Erev Tavshil, because it wasn't cooked. It was just salted. But now that the goy cooked it, now it's a tapshil. So now it's acceptable for tapshil. Is it a tapshil? Is it not a tapshil? If it's a tapshil and it's acceptable for Erev tapshil, so let it be a tapshil, let it be bishulach. The answer is no stirah. It is a tapshil, but it was nechal kamo shulchai. Nechal kamo shulchai. There's no gzeira derabbanan of bishulach. So that's what the Gemara says. Dogim ketan and meluchim, if you have these little herrings, or little sardines, whatever, that were salted to the extent that they're edible. If the guy goes and he cooks it afterwards, so it's nachal kamo shulchai, so there's no is. Amar Rav Yosef, if the guy goes ahead and he cooks it, he bakes it, you can use it for the Erev Tavshilin. Even though we say that it's not Tavshil b'negeyatu b'shalakum, but it is Tavshil b'negeyatu the dinner. Erev Tavshilin, so nishkan stira.
But the only time for Tavshil was either because you wanted to have something that is loishafiyah, or because you wanted to have something that is milsusah.
Right.
So what's wrong with Dugin Ksana Melotam?
It is good. He may use it for Erev Tavshil. There's no Bishalakum. And you may use it. You may use it for Erev Tavshil.
There was no Bishalakum because there was edible before.
That's the heter in many of the tuna fish factories. That's the heter on the Bishalakum. Because first they steam the they don't really smoke it. That's the shot. Uh-huh. They cook the tuna fish, the raw tuna fish, by steaming it. So that and then after they steam it, it's really edible. Vaharaya, that all of the goyim in the factory, they all eat it after they steamed it. It's edible. It's against the law in Puerto Rico. It's against the American law to eat it then because they didn't kill enough of the bacteria yet. So it's supposed to be not sufficiently healthy. But my brother-in-law, who goes there all the time, every month in Danish, he's there in Puerto Rico for the Hashgacha. So he says, no one ever died. Everybody's eating and no one's dying from the bacteria. So that's called Nechal Kamo Shulchai. So then they put it in the cans with the juice, and then they cook it while it's in the cans. The bishul is done in the cans. So that's what many poskim hold, that just like smoke, ishun, it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Yerushalayim, that ishun, there's no isra bishul akum. So many poskim are makel also on steaming, even though it's not the same at all. Right. Smoking is a cold smoke that makes it, and steaming is regular heat.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not mayim.
Mamish bishul. But it's bishul through steam. So Rabbi Avadya Yosef holds like those in Europe. There was a big machlokes. In Eastern Europe, there was a big machlokes. Half of the poskim held that the kitor steaming is the same as meushim. That's mut.
So therefore, don't eat the OU on the tuna, you're saying?
No. So in those factories where that's the procedure, so Rabbi Avadya Yosef holds that that's enough to be makel based on that. This is not the procedure all over. Other factories, they don't steam it first. They cut it up, they put it in the can, and then they cook it in the can the way it is. So that's a shayla bishalach. So that's also, but that's also bishalach.
Why the issue bishalach? If you don't have on dogen ktanim,
that's not dogen ktanim.
Tuna fish, sometimes they do serve it.
I mean, here he says, Dogen Ktanin, it's no Bishulakum. What's the difference between Dogen Ktanin and Dogen Ktanin?
No, you mean like this. The Gemara says, Dogen Ktanin Meluchim. Dogen Ktanin Meluchim is Nechal Kamo Shulchai.
Dogen Ktanin is the Meluchim.
But the Taisus on Omid Beis, take a look, the Taisus on Omid Beis, the second Taisus, quotes a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Dogen Ktanin is also Mutta Bishulakum, even it was never Meluchim. Why? Because another cooler. The little tiny sardines are not such a chashiv, it's not oil al shulchan malachim. Whatever you would never serve in the covered the gesude, whatever is not oil al shulchan malachim, so whenever goes the bishalach. So Taisus says the dogim ktanim and the dogim ktanim. So if it's dogim ktanim, teeny weeny dogim ktanim, that doesn't even have to be maluchim. Yeah. It's ain't oil al shulchan malachim, it's
if
a cheap michael. Even bishul, there's no bishalachim. But if it's dogim ktanim this size, it would be oil al shulchan malachim. It's not teeny weeny, baby, tiny fish. Sagen Tarim Meluchim. So the Meluchim makes it, that is Nechel Kamo Shechar. That's what Tyson points out, that you're two different head
things. The little sardines in the Kent are more expensive than the bigger sardines in the Kent.
But the whole chashash is with Shemachasmos. What's the difference with the cooked or steamed?
Because that's not chush for meal.
That's what Yishami says. Yishami has a stuffing. Yishami has an Ibaida Leib Shita. What's the din if it was smoked? If it was Ishun? He say Me'ushan is Kemevusha Legabi Bishalakim Anatsa, it's an Ibaida Leib Shita. So on Yeridea, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishayim that since Bishalakim is only the Rabbanan, and it's an Ibaida Leib Shita, but we go Lekula. What's the Svar Lahakil? They were only Geyser on the normal way. Whatever was normal way to cook is not a Tanoim. Whatever was not normal, not. Let's say many say, if you cook today with a microwave, so it didn't exist, is not a Gemara. It's a different kind of Bishal. It's a Gansan, a different kind of Bishal. So many say that if a Goy cooks with a microwave, there's no Bishal Akam on that. So they only asked Bishal Akam on the normal Bishal, Natiku, Nasli, Afiya, those kind of things. Something similar to that, yeah. So, but you don't even need, let's say, not only ein bishlach bish, let's say apples, carrots are edible the way they are, not mevushal. So there's no bishlach because of nechel, k'mo shuchai.
But there's an issue. We look at bishul as a mechanical type of thing. The issue is not bishul on the mechanical aspect of the bishul, it's the social aspect of the bishul.
Okay.
Therefore, when we say in the micro, there's no social factor of bishul. There's no socializing unit, mevitznis, machtnis, and you don't occupy your
I don't know about that.
Same thing, otherwise, why should we marry? It's a socialized effort.
Let's say I go to a pizza shop or something, and the guy makes me these French fried potatoes under a microwave. And I enjoy it very much. So there is a chashasha, but I say.
But the chashash would be there even if you just like it, you go in there just like this without eating it.
No, I mean.
But there's more of a chashash if you eat the food.
Yeah, you can do it.
More of a chashash. Okay. Bishul Bechamei Tveria? I don't think so. Got to look in here there. I think it's not Bishul. I think there's no Bishul on it.
So the sun also not probably.
Alpi pashtas, yeah. Alpi pashtas. If you just have salted with kavush, alpi pashtas is no good. We'll have to see the Gemara Baita whether it says it or not.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think it's bishul. I think you have to have Aydei Ha'ur. I think so. I think it is, yeah. I think Bishul Bechamei is not called Bishul by Shabbos. I think it's not called Bishul by Bishul Akam either. You have to look in your day, but I'm pretty sure that that's what it says. I think so. Hot water? No. I mean hot coffee. A guy cooks hot coffee at Tifa. So the Achrayim say that that's muta. Taka based on this gemara, they say because water is nechel kmo shehu chai. So you could have had it even without the cooking. Could have drink cold water from the tap. But he's not giving me cold water. He's giving me cold water with flavoring in it. And that to give that flavoring, you have to do a bishul. So they quote from our gemara, the Darki Tshuva quotes from our gemara, that the gemara says here that by bishul akum, if you have two things together, an ikir and a tofel mixed in together, they constitute one big maichel. So bishul akum depends on the ikir. If the ikir has no isa bishul akum, let's say the ikir of the coffee in the tea is basically
water.
With a little flavoring in. So since the ikir is the water, and water is nechal kmo shulchai, you can drink water from the tap, so there's no bishul akum, even though the tofel is not nechal kmo shulchai, even though the coffee has to be cooked, let's say. There's no bishul akum on that either. The Gemara Taisa says over here, let's say the goy made egg chalas. So we are makel if it's pas palter. Taisa goes, we are makel if it's a baker who bakes for the whole community. So why should I punk fall in love with his daughter? Mr. Magoy will fall in love with his daughter. He's cooking for everybody. If it's my next door neighbor, he makes special for me, Italian bread. So I may fall in love with his daughter. My child may intermarry with his child. But if he's cooking for everybody, making for everybody in the whole community, so if it's pas palter, we're makel. So Taisa has a shaila, what if the goy made egg chalas? He mixed in eggs into the chalas. but the eggs is not nechel kamo shulchai, and the eggs is bishul. That's not the past palter. So Taisa says, but you don't say a separate bracha shahakal on amoy. You don't say amoytzi on the chala and shahakal on the eggs. It's an ikir and a tafel. It's all mixed in together. And the Gemara says you go basirika the tafel. So since the ikir is the chala, it has no din of past palter, has no din of pasakum. So even the eggs is also mutter. The pashtas and the Taisa says, not only if he needed the challah with eggs, what if he made a water challah and he smeared eggs on the outside? He pasted on the eggs on the outside. So the Pashtas and Taisus says that would also be mutter, that there wouldn't be any issur of Bishul Akum. Right, that's a nikir and a tofel. It's basically a challah with a little egg smeared on the outside. So since the ikir, the egg is the tofel, so the Pashtas should be mutter. There's a Ramah. In Yeridea says not so. The Ramah makes a distinction between whether you kneaded the challah with the eggs or you painted the eggs on the outside. The Ramah kvetched them and says the machloik is the taste was the rush on his daf, this long taste on the base, and he says that it's also. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. Avnei Nezer has a lot on Bishul Akum. It has kimat sif by sif and hukhuz Bishul Akum. So the Avnei Nezer has a long tshuva on this Ramah. He says it's just not so. He says there is dachrenim, taina on taste. His chetshuva quotes the Achrenim disagree with the Ramah, and Avnei Nezer says it's just not so. He says the Rishonim never said such a thing. He says it doesn't make a difference whether you kneaded the challah with egg or you smeared on the egg afterward. He says we don't really paskin like that. We paskin like Taisa that it's mutter whenever you have an ikar in the top. That this Gemara, the Gemara says over here, the last line on Tezayin Amud Aleph, if you have the Nochri cooks a fish that could have been nechel kamo shulchai. The fish could have been edible without cooking it. So that's nechel kamo shulchai, there's no issur bishul akum. However, what if the nochri mixes in with flour and he makes a whole topshul out of it and the schmaltz of the fish goes into the flour and makes a whole gishmak? The iav dino nochri kasa de harsana was a michel that they used to, the Gemara mentions in different places. It's fish together with flour mixed in together and it's cooked. So then the Gemara says that it's also. Why? True, the fish was nechal kamo shulchai. Could have eaten the fish without baking it, without cooking it, but the flour, nobody eats raw flour. So there's an issur bishul akum on the flour. Flour is not always pasakum. It depends what you do with the flour.
But it's a tufel.
Oh. So the Gemara says, Frag the Gemara, pshita, of course it's also. What's the chiddush? And for the Gemara, it depends. If you have basically fish, and you just have a little flour on the surface in order to add flavoring to the fish, then it's an ikir and a tofel, and there's no bishul akum on the flour. But apparently this ma'u, the tame, the Gemara says one might have thought the harsin is the ikir, the fish is the ikir and the flour is the tofel. Kamash malon, that is just not so. They didn't just put a little bit of flour, like we have a little bit of flour on top of the fish. No, they had a lot of flour mixed in. Kamash malon, that the kimcha ikir is ikir. So since the kemach is the ikir, so that's why there is an isur of bishalach. So that's what Taisa says based on this Gemara. What is it? This long Taisa is kamash malon. So Taisa, you see from this Gemara that the bishalach depends on the ikir and tafel. So if you make, if the goy made a challah, and it's not some a private goy, he's a palter, he begs everybody in the neighborhood, and he mixes in eggs, and not only is there no pasakum on the pas palter, the eggs also, there's no problem of bishul akum, because that's an ikir and a tofel.
So how does that differ from the coffee you just mentioned? When you have a cup of coffee in the morning, what's the ikir? Is it the coffee or the water?
The water.
So the Dakar Tshuva says that the ikir is the water.
Sorry?
He says, Dakar Tshuva writes that the ikir is the water.
And coffee?
Yeah, he says basically drinking a cup of water with a little flavoring.
The coffee is already cooked already often. It's not cooked with the coffee. The coffee, especially red coffee.
Yeah, but that's
coffee.
Not a Michael.
If the cock is coffee, you're not even cooking the coffee. It's just, you can melt it with cold water also.
Also. Okay.
Ice coffee.
Okay. Here, Taisus has a discussion over here. This Taisus. Kamash Malan Kim Chayika. So Taisus has that Shaila. If the guy baked palter, he's the baker in the whole community. He baked bread and he put in eggs. So Taisa said this mutter. Fractase akasha, but who checked the eggs for blood spots? What's going to be with the blood spots? The minute everybody checks blood spots. So Taisa says that's only a midas chasidus mikra, then you don't have to check. Because you go basarai. Shema yesh dam bebeitzim in the middle, Taisa says, around 20 lines in. So it says, maybe they'll use an eagle eggs. Maybe they'll use ostrich eggs. So it says, yeah! Nobody uses eagle eggs.
It's more expensive.
It's not matzi b'neinu. The enim tzim b'neinu shayim. Avishem yesh dam b'beitzim. Maybe there's blood in the... Maybe there's a blood spot. So it says, you go bas l'roiv. Ruben mei mehem dam. I said, if you go bas l'roiv, so what do we waste our time to check the eggs? So it says, achumer. Oma shibotkim ha-beitzim. Meshosh ha-mesim mosim b'roitim. Yesh mehem dam. Chumer b'yalma. Why is it a chumer b'yalma? Because it's only a mir chain of matzi. Whenever you have a mir tamotzui, Mishkan and Siyanki write, mir tamotzui is 10%. Let's say there's a 10% chance that you may have a blood spot in the egg. Then you mechuyev mikradin to check for blood spots. And let's say certain suits that you buy, from Czechoslovakia, from Poland, there's a 10% or more possibility that it may have shatnas. Then the din requires you really have to check for shatnas. But let's say there's a make in America, there's a company in America, and yes, the shatnas man, he says once out of 100 he finds. Never found shatnas there. So if it's less than 10% mikir edin, you really don't have to check, and it's only a midas chasidus that people do check. So that's what Taisa says by the blood spots. Mikir edin, you don't have to check. Right, that's what Moshe Feinstein writes. Why is it forbidden to eat the blood spot in the egg? What's the avera? So he shows from the Gemara that it's not an isur of blood. There's no isur dam on the blood spot in the egg. Mitam dam et muta. A blood spot sometimes, not always, sometimes indicates that this egg started to fertilize and you never shechted it. So it's a chicken that never had such an avela. That's why it's awesome. And the Gemara says in Chulin that it depends where the blood spot is. Is it on the egg has a pointy end and it has a flatter end. So the Gemara says it depends whether it's this end or that end, but there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, which end? So a machma both ends. But most of our blood spots are not on this end, not on that end. So that's what Moshe writes, that today when you have egg farms, they're careful, very careful to keep the roosters away. They don't want to have fertilized eggs and they won't be able to sell to the customers. They want to have eggs where there's not going to be any blood spots. So Moshe writes that today, even if you find a blood spot, it's probably going to be kosher. So he says, Mikredin is really kosher. It's just a minig that you throw out the egg with the blood spot. So he says, if you cooked an egg in a pot and it turns out it has a blood spot, you don't have to kasher the pot. And if you fried it a bit and then you find the blood spot, you don't have to throw out all the eggs. You just cut out that part with the blood and there's a minik to throw it out. But he says, mikra, then you can really eat that pot even with the blood in it. He says, it's not fertilized and it's not, and there's no isur dam. It'll make it fleshig if it's fertilized. If it's fertilized. So that's what Moshe says, that in the egg farms, they're careful not to let any roosters come near the hens. They don't want them to become fertilized.
If you find an egg in a chicken,
find an egg in a chicken?
Yeah. It's a complete egg.
Yeah. That was the Gemara before. When is it fleshig and when is it parazim? Probably would. I think so. I think it'll be the same, yeah. I think all the rules will apply. Then Tesis at the end has a discussion. Let's say Nochri took a fish, which is not Nechal Kamo Shulchai, and he fries a fish. So that you're not allowed to eat? A guy fries a fish. Unless that's his ain oil al shulchan malachim. Let's say a normal piece of fish. Oil al shulchan malachim. So bishul, even though I was watching and everything is kosher, all ingredients are kosher, bishulachim, so you're not allowed to eat it. Showing that I know. But what happens, let's say, next to the fish, he made a pashtida. Let's say, a pashtida tastes like this. They used to have thick dough on top and on bottom. They used to have the fish in the middle. So let's say the guy made a delicious pashtida under supervision. We're all watching. Then we realize, what are we watching? We just watched bishulakum. Yeah. So we can't eat the fish that he cooked. But what about the pashtida? The pashtida is dough on top, dough on the bottom. So what's with that? That's the hamoitzi. So hamoitzi is a pas. A pas is paspalter. The paspalter is mutter. But it has schmaltz. But it has the schmaltz
from the fish.
From the fish. So the fish is treif, so the schmaltz is treif. So Tyson says there were some had the practice that they would scrape off the schmaltz on the surface, and they would give it to the guy. They wouldn't eat that. They wouldn't eat the fish. They would eat the schmaltz, but they would eat the thick dough that had the balua, that had the blia from the Teisa Schmaltz in it. So Teisa says that you're not allowed to. Teisa holds that that's not permissible. So in Shulchan Aruch, no, so Teisa says the Ikar and Tafel doesn't help over here. The Ikar and Tafel doesn't help because this is. They say that the fish. The fish is really a separate ikar. The fish is a separate. It's not one machol. It's really two different macholim. You see, by the challah with the eggs, it's one machol. The challah with the eggs. Over here, the hars, the kasa, the harsana. Apparently, it's one. Yeah. But
no,
over here,
what he's saying is, I understand that
You just have the shirayim that's left over. That should be helpful. Because, three lines before the end of the text, on the third wide line in the text, it was originally tray. V'hoya nesar, v'nimtzu shehu isa b'lua minu isa d'rabbonon. Taisa says that tam kikir that it asked. Then Taisa says, v'yesh, and some had a kula, sh'nesirim ha'shuman v'yochel ha'mosim v'ki ha'gabim. Taisa says that some were makel to scrape off whatever schmaltz they could. Whatever schmaltz was b'lua, they would say that's okay. Grada, we pass them like the yesh mekilim. And Yeriday, we pass them like the yesh mekilim, that bisholakim doesn't need shishim. That let's say if you cook soup and you have a little chazer schmaltz there, even though you have roiv against the chazer schmaltz is not 51%, much less than 50%, so it should really be batel b'roiv. If it's less than 50%, should be batel b'roiv. So that's called tam ki ikir, but the taste is improved. It tastes much better with the schmaltz than without the schmaltz. So that's called tam ki ikir, so it's also. So we say in Shulchan Aruch that tam ki ikir only applies on macholos asuris, if the thing is a tray for food. Bishul lakum is not really a tray for food. There's a prohibition of intermarriage. Nisui taruvin. Yeah. Then the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to get too close to the nochum. So you shouldn't dance with a shiksa. You shouldn't kiss a shiksa. You shouldn't take her out on a date. And you shouldn't even eat bishul lakum because this will lead to. But it's not on Nisa macholos
asur. It falls into other food, it's not going to ask
for it. So we pass, and if it falls in and there's roiv against it, so then we say
well,
that
it's not
roiv.
Even if it's not for
no, we say you have to have roiv. If you don't have roiv, then you say you're eating the bishulak. But if you have roiv, it's just that you have it's still nice and tam. So we pass them like the mekilim and taisus. And the other day we pass them the shachan and the tas that are pasak and then bishulak. It's bottled by roiv because it's not an isa macholas asuris. Yeah, that's a machlekes harishayim. The 2 days in taisus. That's a big machlekes harishayim. Let's say the following case. Let's say Nochri took a raw fish and he cooks it a little bit shlish bishulo. He cooks it a little bit, it's roi lachila. That's called kamachal ben rishoy. So that's bishulakim, you're not allowed to eat it. What if he takes the fish now and he cooks it some more and he makes it, finishes it. Now it's mevushal kol tzarkai. So that's a big machlokes in rishonim whether that's muta. Why? If it would have been the reverse, if the Jew would have cooked it originally, the shlish bishul, and then the goy would cook it at the end, so then for sure it's mutter. Because part of the bishul was done by the Jew. Yeah. So the bishul akum does nasir if there's a yad yisrael b'emtza, if the Jew did cook part of the bishul. So here's a shaila, but here the goy cooked it first, and it already became asim itam bishul akum. So as the shaykh to say later, let the Jew cook it some more, and fix it, and it'll become mutter. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, he points out from the Rishonim, the Maril and others, that it says like this. This is a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim. What's the nature of the Isra of Bishulachim? Did the Chachamim declare that it becomes Macholas Asuris? So in Macholas Asuris we have a cloud that whatever became Osir doesn't convert to become Mutar. But he's saying, no, it's not Macholas Asuris. It's a chashash of intermarriage.
So it's
no chashash of intermarriage about this Mutar. It's not macholas asur that once you say treif eino chazeres lechshera. That's also machlokes in Rishonim. So we name one treif eino chazeres lechshera. I jumped a little too fast. There's a machlokes in Rishonim in Behemam Kasha. That's the parak right after the treifus. The Behemam Kasha, there's a machlokes in Rishonim like this. The leg of the animal is a long leg. So if the animal breaks a leg over here, it becomes a trefa. The animal breaks a leg 2 inches higher, it's not a trefa. So the Mishnah asks, the Mishnah says, and don't ask Akasha, Kalvachayim, Madach broke a leg here. So the Mishnah says, you can't ask trefus as a matter of medicine, a matter of biology, and you can't ask Akasha with lumdus. If you break the leg lower down, break it 2 inches higher, it's kosher. How can it be? It can be, and that's what it is. So the Rosh has a machlokes harishonim. What if the animal broke a leg in a spot by the tzumas agidin that it makes it a trefa? So if the chacham goes and he shechts it now, so it's also bachil, it's a trefa. Before he shechts it, let him take a saw, cut off another 2 inches, so it'll become ice trefa. So some rishonim say, if the shechet has the presence of mind to break it a little higher, so it'll become mutter.
Like a baim is going to die, you keep shechet before it
dies. Okay, oh good. So here, I made it a trefa, but if I break the leg 2 inches higher, will it become ice trefa or not? So there we paskin though. We paskin trefa ain't a chazeres loch shira. The some rishonim would deny that. They say it's just not so. But we assume trefa ain't a chazeres loch shira. So on that assumption, that once something became macholos asuras, it remains macholos asuras. So that's the shaila. What if the nachri started cooking and it already became bishalakum? Can it be chazeres loch shira? So we paskin yes. We paskin yes, because we paskin it's not macholos asuras. So the Avnanezer says, so the mele, it's bottled beroyf, you don't need shishim. If it would have been macholos asuras, then you say tam ki ikir. But you don't say tam ki ikir if the thing is not macholos asuras. So that's what Tosis has the machalik. Is the main dish, the main shittas of Tosis is that you do need shishim. And then Tosis says, v'yeshim isirim, the last two lines, v'yeshim isirim ashum, v'ochel mosa b'kiyai gavna, and they're not worried about tam ki ikir. So that's how we pass him, because there's no tam ki ikir on bishalakim, because it's not macholos asuras. Then rather, the last line of Tosis also negeh la aloha. When you say that pas palter is mutter, bisholakum is aser, even if he's a palter, even if he's cooking, he's the chef, he cooks for the whole neighborhood in a restaurant, it's still aser. It's special heter, pas palter is mutter, because al alechem yechi yodam. That's how the Rishonim say, al alechem yechi yodam. So the shayla is, what about cookies? Cookies is not al alechem yechi yodam. You can live without all the cookies and all the cakes. So that's the shaila. Do you have the cooler of pas palter on cake and cookies and all? So we pask in the Shulchan Aruch like the last line that says, "Mihu Aimer Rabbeinu Yechiel," that there's no bishulakum on a mezainus. Why? Because cave in the derech hafias hapas ovid lehu. If you did a derech hafias, let's say if the goy will make wheatina farina. That's bishalakum, so that's also. You're not allowed to eat it. You can eat a ton of wheatina farina, you can eat a ton of wheaties, and you don't say hamoitzi. There is no din that mezainis becomes hamoitzi if you eat a ton. The din is that pas haba bikisnin. Yeah. If the thing is pas to begin it, if it was baked and it has a shtikala loaf, and then you ate it, kviya suda, so then the pas haba bikisnin becomes hamoitzi. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yechiel says. If you have cake or cookies, that was Ovidu Derech Afiyah. You baked it. You didn't cook it like Witina Farina. It was baked. And if you eat enough of it, he covers Sudasi Alave, Mubarak Birchas Hamaitzi. So it's Pas Abob. They kissed him. So that's called Pas Palta. So that in Shulchan Aruch, we pass him like this Rabbeinu Yechiel. That there's no Isser on on cake and cookies that's baked by the Goy. And he's a Palter. He bakes it for everybody. So then there's no Isser of Pasakum. It's considered like pas palta. Even though you say mezainis, you don't say amoitzi, because if you would eat enough of it, it would become amoitzi, so that's considered pas palta. That's a lot of the entomins is like this. It's a goyish company, and it's mezainis, but if you eat enough of it, then it'll be amoitzi. So that's cool, pas palta. Bishul einachem, yeah, bishul einachem. The stringy pretzels are shaila. Yeah. If they're not fat pretzels, mustam, even if you kaveh suda, it probably never becomes amoyt. Taisa says you have to have a little bit of body to it. Has to have tzuras hapas. There's two dinim of tzuras hapas. So there's one din. The Gemara has a din of tzuras hapas to decide whether Teresa and Nama, whether tamoyt or mezainus. If it has a Tzuras HaBas HaMoitiv, it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPas HaMizayim. But then the Tzuras has a different word in Brachos, and that's why I'm saying. The Tzuras has a different word. If it doesn't have Tzuras HaPas, you're not Mafish Chala. Then in the Gemara, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says you are Mafish Chala. The Tzuras means a different word. Tzuras HaPas means, as opposed to Wipina Farina, as opposed to spaghetti, Alpi Pashtun, it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPas. The Pashtus is that Lucheri, that spaghetti, even if you did ton of spaghetti.
I understand spaghetti.
There's sometimes fat, very fat pretzels that are soft. Yeah, but the stringy pretzels, the skinny pretzels that we usually pretzel stick, the tall pretzels. I don't know.
Usually what people
What? Yeah, that's not Bishul. No. That was Mechel Kamo Shulchan. Let's say there's soup. You can eat the soup the way it is also. Yeah. That's not Bishul.
Already made soup.
No.
Isn't that what Rabbi told us about the Moses to the second half of the pizza, the children, that if you had a wedding and eating in a cookie?
Rav Moshe quotes the Magen Avraham that if you eat, let's say a person is hungry in the middle of the wedding, they didn't serve the main course yet. So in the middle of the, he doesn't wash. In the middle of the meal, he's hungry, so he takes a cookie. So he says that that one cookie is hamaitzi. So he quotes the Magen Avraham that that's called the Kriya Suda. If he's ready, he ate, he's ready to plot. And then at the end, he eats a couple of cookies as a nash, as a snack, or the sweet. That's not Kriya Suda, but if he eats the cookies in the middle because he's still hungry, and that's to fill him up. So then Rav Moshe quotes the Magen Avraham that that's called Kriya Suda. Either you ate enough cake or cookies itself to fill you up, or you ate it in the context of a whole meal that's going to fill you up, and the cake or the cookies is part of what's filling you up. So then we assume that that's also called the Kriya Suda. Two kinds of Kriya Suda. Okay, so we left off in the middle. Okay, believe that next week we'll have to, there's more about Bishalakam on the daf. We'll have to learn it. And today said we have the mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkon. The Mishkan was a Hayra Shah. Most of the Mishkan was a Hayra Shah, but the Mishonim quote the Pasuk as a mitzvah ledoros to build a Beis HaMikdash throughout all the generations, whenever possible. The Rambam writes that we only in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes, you only count it as one mitzvah to make a Beis HaMikdash with everything in it. So you don't count the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach and all the different kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah to make a Beis HaMikdash with all the furniture, a fully furnished Beis HaMikdash. Everything is all included together. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban writes that there are some who disagree with the Rambam on one kinesh. The Rambam says everything is included. These are chelek mechelkei hamitzvah. These are all details from the mitzvah. All the klei hamikdash. So the Ramban writes that there are some who question the Rambam's position regarding the oron. Maybe the astu oron, I'd say shita, maybe that should be counted separately. Why? Because that's a shaila. The Rambam himself seems to say like that. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Sefer Torah, the kavod gadol noegim the sefer Torah. You have to be mechaber the sefer Torah. You have to stand up when they bring the sefer Torah. Now let it turn you back to the sefer Torah. All the different dinim. And the Rambam says, what is the marker for this din that you have to be mechaber the sefer Torah? Because it says in the Chumash that you have to have an orain to put the aseres hadibros in. So the Rambam says a kalochemer. Let's say the mezuzah only has two parshas. Shema v'hoyoyim shema. The tefillin has four parshas. Shema v'yom shema kadesh v'ekel yachor. So the halacha says that tefillin has more kedusha than mezuzah. It has twice as many parshas. Sefer Torah has more parshas than the mezuzah, than the tefillin, so it has more kedusha. So the Rambam writes, which has more kedusha? The Aseres HaDibros or the Sefer Torah? Let's say the original Aseres HaDibros, engraved by the Rabban Shel Olam in person. So that would be worth much more money.
Yeah.
Author's autographed copy.
The
original would be worth more money.
Yeah.
Money. But as far as Kedusha, the Rambam sounds like the Sefer Torah here has more Kedusha. The Rambam writes because the Sefer Torah has the Aseres HaDibros plus more. And the more parshiyos you have, so the more Kedusha it has. So the Rambam writes, the Torah requires that you have to have an Orin. What do you need an Orin for? To be Mechabe, the Aseres HaDibros. The Kabbalah, you have to have an aura and you have to be mechabit, stand up and everything. All the mitzvahs of Kabbalah Gadol are based on aura. So it comes out the way the Rama presented that the mitzvah we also aura not say shitim is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Sefer Torah. Kabbalah Torah. It's not a mitzvah chelik. It's not a chelik from the mitzvah of the Mishkan. So that's the problem with the Rama. Why the Rama says it's one mitzvah, the whole parasha Truma Tetzav is one big mitzvah to make a Beis HaMikdash with all the furniture inside, and he's not going to count anything as a separate mitzvah. It's all chaloka mechalka mitzvah. So that taina that the Ramban has, those are shayin yashdikal taina. Why shouldn't the Rambam himself, the Rambam wrote in Hilchos Sefer Torah, that we also orinatze shitin is a mitzvah of kavod atar, so it should count as a separate mitzvah. That's a good tekashra.
That's not the case.
Started the second parak is talking about the dinim of Erev Tavshilin. That when Yontov falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're not permitted to cook or to bake on Yontov or Shabbos unless you made an Erev Tavshilin in advance, an Erev Yontov. So the Erev Tavshilin is needed both to cook and to bake. So we learned that Rabbi Natam is of the opinion that you need Pas v'tavshil. If you plan, that was the Rabbi Natam in the Taisus on Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the last Taisus, the long Taisus. The Rabbi Natam said, if you plan to bake on Yom Tov Shabbos, plan to bake cake or cookies or challahs, then you have to leave a matzah or a challah pas. And if you don't plan to bake, like most people today don't bake on Yom Tov Shabbos, just plan to cook, so then you don't need the pas, then you just need the tavshil. So now the Gemara is discussing what kind of a tapshil is it. A tapshil means not bread or cake or cook. So what kind of a tapshil should it be? Should it be flay? Should it be chicken? Should it be hard-boiled egg? Should it be gefilte fish? What should
vegetables,
you use? Vegetables. So that's the Gemara is going to discuss on the bottom of Tezayin Omer Aleph, which tapshilin are acceptable for the purpose of Erev Tavshil.
Tapshil means that they be boiled or cooked as opposed to baked?
Yeah.
Bashal.
Yeah, no, let's say you bake baked chicken or baked fish. That's also a tapshil. Tapshil means the exclusion of pas.
Yeah.
Cake or cookies or bread.
So you're baking it.
Yeah, baking it is also called tapshil. On chicken, on fish, it's also called, baked fish is also called a tapshil. Means anything other than hamoitzi, anything other than bread or cake or cookies. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, we're about 15 lines from the bottom of Tezayin Amid Aleph. Omar Abaye, this tafshil that you have to leave on Erev Yontif, the Erev Tafshil, and Lo Shana Wal the Tafshil.
Yeah.
If you want to cook, it has to be tafshil. Avol pas, loy. But if you just left bread or amatzah, that's not going to help to be allowed to cook soup on Yontif and Shabbos, to be allowed to cook fish, allowed to cook chicken. You have to leave a tafshil. Frag the Gemara, what's the difference? Why do you say there tafshil has to be tafshil and not pas? Maishna pas deloi, what's wrong with pas that is not acceptable? E lema, if he should say, because you need midi de milfis beinon, that's a takanas alchom. You have to have something that's normally eaten together with bread. It's mana gemara until very recently. The practice always was in Europe, they said. The main meal was the bread. People had their 6-7 slices of bread, and then they ate a little bit of other foods together. So that's called midi de milfa, something that you eat together with bread. So if he should say that Abayi meant to say, you have to use dafke, tapshil means midi de milfa's bean, and something that's eaten together with bread to the exclusion of bread itself, to the exclusion of cookies, bread and cake and cookies knit. So upas loy milfus, so pas bread is not something that you eat together with bread. Bread is the bread itself, reg di gemara. How can you say that that's the pshat? Aivo hadaisa. What about a kugel? Dyson nami deloy milfus, so a normal person doesn't eat
a
lokshen kugel, yeah, or a cereal, it's an oatmeal cereal, or wheatina farina. Person doesn't eat it together with bread. The Amr Rab Zeira used to make fun. Honey, Bubble. Rab Zeira lived there. There were two different Rab Zeiras. One lived in Herzl, one lived in Bubble. So this Rab Zeira was making fun of the contemporaries who lived in Bubble. So he says, Honey, Bubble, I tipshoy. These people who live in Bubble, they're Narisha people. The Achli Nahama Binahama. They eat spaghetti. They eat a spaghetti sandwich. They eat bread on top, bread on bottom, with spaghetti in the middle. Or they eat a chvesa pil, a lokshen kugel. Lokshen kugel stick, something like that in the middle of bread. It's not normal to eat the bread with that. So the Gemara says, and nonetheless, even though it's not normal to eat spaghetti together with bread, one of the Chacham quotes in the name, Abai ma'arvim b'daiso, when you make the Erev Tavshilin, you don't have to have dafka hard-boiled egg. You don't have to have dafka gefilte fish or chicken. If you want, you can use cooked spaghetti. So how can you use cooked spaghetti if you just said before that you have to use midi de milfa, so some kind of a food that's normally eaten together with bread to the exclusion of bread itself? Yeah. So it should be also to the exclusion of spaghetti. Elazar digmar, mistame abai meant to say midi de lo shchia binon. That's what he meant to say. Bizman atanoim, bizman amaroim. The most common, the basic part of the meal was the bread. A lot of slices of bread. And then the other courses in the meal used to be midi de lo shchiach, not as common. Not as shchiach as the bread itself. The dice is not as shchiach. The kugel or the spaghetti is not as shchiach as the bread. So anything that's not so shchiach is acceptable. We mentioned already when we started the pack, that's why the Chaya Yodam Tain is that today everybody eats hard-boiled eggs all week long. Everybody eats hard-boiled eggs. Every day people eat hard-boiled eggs. So the time is that it's not correct, it's not proper that we make an Erev Tavshilin with a matzah with a hard-boiled egg. Hard-boiled egg, but bizman is that, it's a the shchiach. So he says, you have to have something that's not so shchiach. So what's not so shchiach? So Bishleima, years ago, people used to have only flesh on Shabbos and Yontif. All week long, they didn't have flesh, couldn't afford flesh. Oh, so he said, it's like flesh for Erev Tavshilin, makes sense. Today, people have flesh every day. Yeah. Healthy, not healthy, whether it's right or wrong, people have flesh every day. Chicken every day, flesh every day. So what's... So what are you going to use? If you have gefilte fish, gefilte fish is miyuchat for Shabbos. So if you make an Erev Tavshilin for gefilte fish, that would make sense. Or something that's miyuchat for Shabbos, some kind of a tavshil. Okay, something like that, something that's miyuchat for Shabbos.
Piece of flesh.
The Shabbos that today, many people eat flesh every day. So that's what the Chayyodim Tain is.
Why does it have to be a mitzvah l'shchicha?
That's what the Gemara says. You should use something that's lo shchiach.
It looks
like you're prepared for Shabbos. So by us, how does it look like you're prepared for Shabbos? If you put aside a hard-boiled egg, hard-boiled eggs all the time we eat hard-boiled eggs. That's what the Chayyodim Tain is. So the Achreinim Tain against the Chayyodim, but the Rambam says, the Rambam gives you a marshal, the Rambam says you use a hard-boiled egg for an Erev Tavshilin. It's not such a tain against the Rambam, it's not such a kash against the Rambam. In the days of the Rambam, they didn't have hard-boiled eggs every day. In the days of Chayyodim, he says we eat legs all the time. So hard-boiled egg doesn't mean anything today.
Now they could use it because the
people don't.
Not so common, not so common. Okay. But let's take a filter fish, that would hit the spot. You make a filter fish, that's miyuchat for Shabbos. So that's a midah de lo shchicha. So that's the first version. That's the first version of the Gemara, that when Abaye said that in order to make an Erev Tavshilin to allow you to cook soup and flesh and chicken and fish on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you have to use a Tavshil, he didn't mean meat in the milfisa, he didn't mean something that you eat together with bread, because even dice it may be used. He meant to say meat in the lo shchir, something that's not so shchir. And Ika the Amri Yomar Abaye, another version has it that Abaye said, lo shana ola Tavshil apas loid, same thing. A bike is off, that if you want to cook soup, you want to cook flesh for Shabbos with the Erev Tavshilin, it has to be Tavshil. So the shaila is why? The same mahalach as before. My timer, what's the reason for Abaye's statement? If he should say, what he meant to say was the way the first version came to the conclusion. That what he meant to say is, you have to have something that's a little out of the way, it should look like you're preparing for Shabbos. Upas shchicho, and pop bread, you have every day of the week, you always have bread. You have to have something that's a little different. Frag the Gemara, I've had daisa lo shchicha, spaghetti. They didn't have every day. They used to only eat spaghetti once in a while. Not to shchiach. The Amr Rav Nachumim Bar Tzchaim Shmei Dabai Ein Yarvim B'daisa. Fakir from the first version. The first version was that he quoted the name of Abai. That yes, Marvin B'daisa. You may use spaghetti to make an Erev Tavshil. And this is the Ika the Amr. The second version quote Abai is saying no good. Ein Marvin B'daisa. Hello, the Gemara says no. The second version has it. What you really need is mita de milfus being on something that you normally eat together with bread, a pasla milfusa. Pasla, you don't eat bread with bread. Pasla is
the Rambam, because the Rambam pasla is like ikadoma.
Okay, okay. Yeah, the chay. Mean the chay. Yodam wants to be machmed for the both lashonis. He wants to be machmed both lashonis.
One way or the other, Abai doesn't sound like wanting any of these shoshim. Abai says it should be tafshil.
Tafshil. He doesn't explain why.
Not only this. But he's not interested in tafshil as opposed to something else. He's interested in tafshil that would be either loishchiya, or he's interested in one way or the other. From Abai's memory, it is not evident at all that this
you
is
can't
what he
tell, right? But the second memory, Abai said two memories. The first memory said you need tafshil. Then he said a second memory to detail which tafshil. So the first version had it that he said that daisa is acceptable. The second version he said that daisa is not acceptable. That's also mishmei d'Abaye. So that's the shaila. Which version is correct of Abaye? What did he insist on a tafshil? If he says the spaghetti is no good, so that means one uptight of why you need tafshil. And if he said spaghetti is good, then it's a different reason for why he insists on tafshil. These are the two versions of Abaye.
If Abai wanted to say that, he wouldn't say it in this form. He would have said what he wants to say, not tafshil or no tafshil.
He said on different occasions.
Basically. I don't know. So that's where the Gemara goes with the two lashonis. Okay. And then the Gemara finishes off the whole memory. Okay. So that's the shayla l'halacha. Whether you insist on midah de milfusa or you insist on midah de lo shchicha. And if one insists on midah de lo shchicha, then the Chayyadim came up with his Einfall, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. The Mishnah Berurah is one way it's against the Rambam. Chayyarim came up with his Einfall that hard-boiled eggs is no good bezman hazeh because it's not built for the shchicha anymore. Every day we eat hard-boiled eggs. Okay. Finally, Rav Chiya zagdim avayte. Rav Chiya has a braise with a detail on the din of erev tafshil. So the Mishnah Berurah explains like this: lichatchila, the more correct way is to cook an erev tafshil and an erev yontiv, especially the Mishnah Berurah is not sure, especially for Shabbos, especially for erev tafshil. But lichatchila should be cooked specifically either for A or for B. The Shabbos of Erev Tavshil. What a bit of Yevid, you didn't be so busy in the office. Everybody's running and working. The husband, the wife, everybody's running. The children going to school. No one had a chance to make any Erev Tavshil. And they have some, says Yontav, so they'll cook on Yontav. They have a little, they had soup. They had soup that they ate during the week. And they have a little bit of soup left on the bottom of the pot. A little bit left over. Can you use that as an Erev Tavshil? So the Gemara says, if you have a little bit left over, Adashim Shebishuli Akdera, you have a couple of bebeloch on the bottom of the, you have leftover chowk, let's say, and you have a little bit left over in the pot, and basically you plan to throw it out. You're going to throw out these adashim in the garbage, wash out the chowk pot, and cook a yontif, a michael for yontif. So the shayla is, but you forgot to make an erev tafshil, and you just took a shower, you're running to go to shul. So can you use that leftover cholent that you didn't have a chance to throw out yet, can you use that as the erev tafshil? So the Gemara says yes, even though basically you plan to throw it out, provided that it's a kazayis, adashim shibshul agdeiro. If you have a couple of bebalach left over in the bottom of the pot, stuck to the bottom of the pot, they're edible. So mechaleim shemerv tavshim lechatchile, you should cook a meichel bekovedik. But if it's a shasat chak, you can rely on that for the sake of erev tavshim. But hanin mili, that's only provided this book kazayis. If it doesn't have a kazayis, it's no good. Then the Gemara has a similar memory. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Breide, Rabbi Yudah, same thing. Sometimes you cut the flesh with a knife. And the schmaltz that's left over on the knife. So that schmaltz is also tafshil. You cook the flesh. Schmaltz, usually when you finish using the knife, you wash it off and it goes down the drain. Goodbye. So let's say they ate fleishiks last night for supper, the night before Erev Yom. And everybody, they didn't wash the dishes yet. So they have the leftover schmutz and the dishes in the sink. And they plan to wash the dishes. They plan everything's going to go down the drain. But they forgot, they didn't cook anything for Yontav, so on Yontav is mutter, Echon Nevish is mutter, they're going to cook on Yontav. But they forgot to make an Erev Tavshil. Can they rely on the leftover schmaltz on the knife? So he says a chiddush, that yes, Shamnun ish al-gabi astak, and that little bit of schmaltz that's left on the knife, that basically you really plan to throw it out in the garbage. Nonetheless, gororo, you should scrape it off and collect it together. If it's a shasat chak, it's not right. It's only provided that it has a kazayis. Huh? Then the Gemara says later, yeah.
A lot of fat, a big knife.
you don't really have to eat the Erev Tav Shilu. No, we have a minig, they quote from the Ma'aril, based on the Gemara, that the matzah with the hard-boiled egg or the gefilte fish or the whatever you use for the Erev Tav Shilu, so we have a minig that you use it for Lecha Mishnah. Yeah. Some Avinu, you use it for Lecha Mishnah on Friday night and on Shabbos morning, and then you eat it by Shalosh Shudas. Yeah, why? Because the Gemara has a Loshin in another context. Since you used it for the one mitzvah of preparing an Erev Tav Shilu, so let's use it for another mitzvah to use it for Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. Yeah. But
don't say I know mitzvahs chavilos chavilos.
Right, right. But Mi'ikir Adin, that's based on the Gemara. Since you used it for one mitzvah, so you use it for another mitzvah. The Gemara has it nerve in something similar. So, but Mi'ikir Adin, you really don't have to eat the Erev Tav Shilu. If you want it, you made an Erev Tav Shilu, you don't have to eat it. You can leave it like that. Not mechuyif to eat. So here also, all he has to do is wait till a yontif afternoon when he finished preparing all the food for Shabbos, then wash off the dishes and throw out the Erev Tav Shilu. You plan to throw it out anyway. What does the Gemara say, Aloshin, if Hanimita Dizbu Kazayis, the first mandoma said it when you have the leftover cholent and it's stuck to the bottom of the pot. Hanimita Dizbu Kazayis, and the second one says it when you have the shamanunis. The Gemara says later that you have to have a Kazayis. That's how the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis. This we already learned. Amar Ababa on the top line. Erev Tav Shilu Tzrichin Kazayis. You need a Kazayis with Erev Tav Shilu. That's the minimum size. No, maximum you can have. You want to have a big roast? You want to have a whole pot full of soup or a whole pot full of chicken? You need a minimum of Kazayis. Let's say I'm making an Erev Tav Shilu for many people, for many families. They all ask me to make. So what's the din? Do you need in a kazayis for each family? Gemara says no. Toshma, it says one kazayis bein lecha bein lemei. All you need is kazayis. Then the Gemara asks, Kash comes out. That's the din kazayis. So the Achrayim ask Kasha. So what did the Gemara say? What did I specify over here? Kazayis. That's always the din. You need a kazayis. Achidish. Hani mila disay kazayis. If you have a gefilte fish, also you need a kazayis. So what does he say? You need a kazayis over here. So the Sfasemis has an interesting suggestion. He says like this. Let's say you have a normal Michael. Let's say you have taka, a piece of gefilte fish. Person can't afford so much. It's not America. It's Europe. Can't afford. So he has a third of a kazayis of flesh. That's all he can. That's all he's going to have. He has a third of a kazayis of gefilte fish. And a teeny weeny bit of a chleis of some vegetables that are cooked. A third of a kazayis of that. So he says that would be acceptable for an Erev Tav Shilu. There's no halacha that says it has to be a kazayis of one min. If you have a third of a kazayis of the vegetables, and third of them, it's starfin. But he says if you have this kind of stuff that basically you plan to wash off and throw in the garbage, you have the leftover cholent, and you have the leftover schmaltz on the knife, then you have to have a full kazayis in this, otherwise it's bottled. That was Rashi's Lashon. Rashi writes, Diba Maskol, Soymech Aleihem, May Erev Yontel, Lashem Erev, you don't say that it's so insignificant because you really plan to throw out the leftover cholent in the garbage, so you don't say there's bottles. So then the Gemara gets azog, when do you say that it's not bottled if it has on its own a kazayis? But if it has, you have a half a kazayis of cholent that you really plan to throw out, stuff to the bottom of the pot and spabrent. Now if you have a kazayis of a little schmaltz on the knife, then each one would be bottle and mavutl, and you couldn't be mitzarefit together. That's how the Sfasemis suggests Pshat and Izginon. Then the Gemara has Vaitar Achidish on the bottom of Tezayin and Al Chidushim within the Erev Tav Shilu. That not Lechatchili should really be cooked on Erev Yontov, not some leftover from last week's leftover chom. It should be cooked on Erev Yontov the Shem Shabbos, maybe even the Shem Erev Tav Shilu. The Mishnah Berurah is not sure, but this is B'diyevet. B'diyevet, it's leftover, you can use it. So then the next Gemara has Amar Abasi, Amar Rav, three lines from the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph. Dogim kitane meluchim. Herring.
Yes.
Dogim kitane meluchim. Let's say I have fish. Anchovies. Can you eat them? Hey, the Gemara means to say like this.
Yeah.
If you have fish that are edible the way they are, even without cooking. Today it's a delicacy. Sushi. Yeah. Years ago, no normal person ever ate raw fish, but now they picked up from Japan, so they serve raw fish. Yeah. So Taka de Ramam says that it depends on the Minik Amdina. There is a prohibition of Bishalakum. The Chachamim, this whole daf has a lot about Bishalakum. So So the Chachamim made Gzeirah d'Rabbanan. I'm watching the next door neighbor cooks delicious flesh. He's cooking in my pots, and all the ingredients are kosher. He's cooking in my kitchen. Everything is kosher. So the dinners that you're not allowed to eat, that's Bishul Akum. Why do they prohibit Bishul Akum? Because they were concerned that it's going to lead to intermarriage. Pas Akum is also awesome. My next door neighbor comes and he bakes, let's say, delicious Italian bread. And all the ingredients are kosher. I was watching the way, I'm the Mashgiach. I watched the way he made everything. So that's Pas Akum, and it's also Midirabonim, because it may lead to intermarriage. And Bishul Akum is also Mishum Ben Aseim. You may marry the daughter. And Stam Yenam.
Don't we ever have that? On Lechem Shel Nachtom?
Palter, yeah. If it's a baker who bakes for the whole community, so then it's a machlokes, and Tosfos and Ashkenazim are noig lahakom. That pas palter is mutter, yeah. The Sfardim are more machmer on this. The Sfardim are only makel pas palter if pas yisrael is not available. So then they're makel. And the Ramah is very makel on this. The Ramah says that even if pas yisrael is available, we are makel that pas palter is mutter. The Shach writes, the Shach lived in Vilna, he was obviously an Ashkenazi, he wasn't a Sephardi. So the Shach says, even though the Ashkenazim always follow the Ramah, he would recommend over here, you should be machon like the Mechaber, because it's a little shaky. The Ramah's head is very shaky. You look in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, it doesn't really say in the Gemara, the Gemara has such a suggestion, but the Maskana is that it's not Mutter. This is already from the Goyim after the Gemara, that Pas Palter is Mutter. So the Shach tries to tone it down. Okay.
If you invite a guy home, it's also mixed marriage. Can you include the mixed marriage?
Okay. It's not a good idea, but the Chachamim never asked it. Okay. It's not a good idea. But these are Chachamim asked. They asked Pasakum, and they asked Bishulakum, and they asked Stam Yenam. And the Gemara says also, Stam Yenam, the original prohibition, the original time for Stam Yenam, not to drink Osher wine, is Mishum Benesem, that'll lead to intermarriage. The Gemara says there's an additional reason why they asked it. Stam Yenam, Mishum Nisuch, that maybe the Nochri mixed it, maybe he stirred it, L'shem Avodah Zarah, maybe he was Manasseh it. The Taisa says, well, I need an additional reason. If the time of Menaseim, the Chashash of intermarriage, is sufficient to prohibit Bishalakum, and it's sufficient to prohibit Pasakum, so why isn't that sufficient to prohibit Stam Yenam? What do you have to give another reason? So Taisa says, no. Bishul Akum and Pasakum is only Asa Bachila, but it's Muta Bano. And Stam Yenam is Asa Bano. So that's the Gemara has to give a reason. Manish Tana, why they Asa Bano? So why they Asa Bishtiya? That's Mishum Benesem. Why do they Asa Bano? That's Mishum Chashash Nisa. So that's why the Gemara sometimes has a couple of cases, and the Ramo has cases, where you have Stam Yenam that's only Asa Bishtiya and it's Muta Bano. The Ramo says that Bizman Azeh, that most of the Goyim are not Bikim Benisuch. Most of them are not involved in Nisach Yain Lavei Zare. So on the, if it's a big Shas HaTchak, the Ramah is making that it's Mutter Ba'anoi. It doesn't say it's Mutter B'shtiya. Also B'shtiya, it's also because of Mishum B'nei Seim, because it may lead to intermarriage. But to say that it's also Ba'anoi, because of the Chashash of Nisach, so if you know that this Nochri is not a Boki B'Nisach, so then the Ramah is making the Hefsid Merubah. The Ramah gives a case to Hefsid Merubah. If the guy, let's say, I lent $10,000 to the liquor store, and then he goes bankrupt and he has no money to pay, and he delivers $20,000 worth of wine, tray for wine, and he says, take it or leave it, that's all. Either you take this, I have no money to pay, that's all. So if you have a hefsid merubah, if he owes me $5, if the guy gives me a present, tray for wine, a $10 bottle of wine, so it's not right to be made. You should be machmer that the Stam Yenam is also bano. You shouldn't even give it to another guy. It's also bano, you shouldn't get ano from it. But if it's a hefsid merubah, then the Ramah's make all the makom hefsid merubah. So the example the Ramah gives is that the guy owed me money and he paid me back a significant amount of money. Paid me back by giving me the Stam Yenam.
The same
thing,
not exactly, but nowadays wine is produced by major companies and bottles and so on. So it's no practical human hands, it's human teeth.
Yeah, the reason they say the reason why there was a kula in the later generation, they were making on the past palter, is because alalechem yichyeh ha'adam. Pasuk says kiloy alalechem levado yichyeh ha'adam. But the Rishon used that malit alalechem yichyeh ha'adam, that years ago lechem pas was the main staple of all the meals. So that it was a big shas hatchak. In fact, the Gemara has a suggestion that maybe you only make a lot pas palter if it's in a village where you don't have a Jewish baker available, but if it's in a city where it's more shaykh to find a Jewish baker, then you should not be mekel on the pas palter. The Gemara says, over the generations, Tosfos quotes from the Goyim.
There was a guild They didn't let the Jew go into the bakery because it was only for certain people. The father was a baker, the son was a baker. You couldn't get into the bakery business altogether.
Wasn't so easy. Yeah.
But the other thing is, Stamienum, in Italy and in France, wine was like water. They don't drink water. There were times, let's say, in Venice, you couldn't drink water.
Yeah.
So you had to drink wine.
Yeah. No, the Rambam has an interesting tshuva on that. You know, the conservative poskim published many years ago. I remember they published that they were mekel on stam yenom. You can drink regular wine. Why? It's a tshuva saramo. Says on the tshuva saramo.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember Rav Soloveitchik. This was when I was still single. This was a long time ago, 35, 40 years ago. So remember, Soloveitchik read that in the newspaper, he got so angry. So he said, what does it say in the Tshuva Saramo? He wanted to look it up. So the Tshuva Saramo, rather this Tshuva Saramo was omitted from the old editions. The printer decided it's too dangerous, so he left it out. The printer didn't like the Tshuva Saramo, so he left it out. But we have it now in the new editions, Rabbi Rabosha Z, the yeshiva, put out a new scholarly edition. So he put it back in, the old Tshuva Saramo. So the Ramo has the following shaila. The Ramo lived in Poland, in Krakow. So the Jews in Poland didn't manufacture their own wine. They used to buy wine from there that was manufactured by the Jews in Italy. So the Shaila was, can you trust the Jews in Italy when they manufacture the wine? They themselves used to drink Stam Yenom. And the Gemara says, M'cheres Adin, Achosher Al Adav, Al Adonav Al Anidai. Let that person is strictly kosher, but they don't keep Taras HaMashpacha. So that woman can't be the Mikveh lady. A person keeps Taras HaMashpacha, but they don't keep kosher. So that person can't be in a butcher shop. Whatever mitzvah you don't observe, so you don't have namonis on that din. Whatever you observe, you observe. Whatever you don't, so the Ramo has a tshuva. Can we, the Jews in Poland, drink the wine that's manufactured by Jews in Italy? They themselves, the balabatma of the wine company, they themselves drink Goyish wine. So the Ramo says, does Hastings can kosher al adav? Because the Moira had that. Why? So he gives your argument. He says that the water in Italy was so polluted that it wasn't shach to drink the water. So just like we know that there's a heter ala lechem yichyeh ha'odam, so you had a kule, a paspalter is mutter. So they were moira heter. He says the heter is wrong. But he says they were moira heter b'shoigeg, they're violating the din of stam yena b'shoigeg. They think that under their circumstances, they can't drink the water. They used to drink wine in the meal, like we drink coffee, like we drink milk, soda in the middle of the meal. They always drank wine, not on special occasions, once a week, twice a week. They always drank wine in all the meals, breakfast, lunch, and supper. So they were moira heter. So he says if someone violates an avera, he knows in principle that it's osa. But he violates it b'shoigeg being moira heter. So that's not called achoshet al adova. So we can rely on them when they tell us that this is kosher wine that's not touched by the nochma. The Ramo didn't say that you're allowed to drink stam yena. He says that their heter is wrong. He builds up a whole case, then he says that it's wrong. But since it's b'shoigeg, he can't call him. Yeah. So that was that was what they quoted at that time. The Tshuva Saramo, the Havaminin, the Tshuva Saramo. Why should he not? The Sam Achrayim who said that you can use Sam Achrayim didn't say this. Some communities had a practice. The Chidor was a Meshulach for Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael. So he used to travel around in Eastern Europe and Western Europe. He used to travel around all over to Shlep Yoch. And whenever he traveled, he used to go visit all the libraries, and he read all the Svarim. He was Moiradik. And whenever he found a new sefer that he never saw before, he would copy everything over. That's why the Chidor quotes in the Birkyos, he quotes all these manuscripts from all over the world. And now we have them all printed. Everything that he quoted from manuscripts in the 1700s, and now everything is printed. So he quotes, and he writes in one of in his travelogue. He traveled a lot, so he writes in his Magal Teif. So he writes that he visited certain communities where they were, the Yidden were from, they were Medakte, so they wouldn't drink Stam Yenam, only for Kiddush and Avdola. Why? What's Chesbina does? So they held that the Takanas Chachamim to make Kiddush and Avdola al Yayin preceded the Gzeira de Rabbanon prohibiting Stam Yenam. So that came first. Uh-huh. So at the time they made a Takana, you have to use wine for Kiddush and Avdola, there was no prohibition of Stam Yenam. So when the later Bezdin made the prohibition of Stam Yenom, it's like Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatol Dimi Bezdin Chaver. So the original Takana stays the Tokva. So he says that's Leitzonis. He writes that there were communities where they had such a practice, but he said they had no Rabbonim. He said not that Rabbonim passed like that. This was the Balabatim decided on their own. Balabatim decided on their own. So he said the Cheshbon is not correct.
What you said before about this, I know for Stam Yenom, would the same apply to cognac or
cognac is wine that they distilled.
I get a bottle for some occasion. I can't give it away for Roy.
No, it's also bar no. You say many poskim say you say bar priagofen on cognac. You don't say.
I know that.
The question is take a bottle of wine to give it away to the.
Also not right. Also not. You shouldn't give it away to the guy. It's also bar no.
Should
throw it out. Throw it out, leave it place. Leave it in the basement. Whoever wants it. If you give it to a Nachri Hamakiro, the Gemara says like this, if you give it to a guy, to the super, to the next door neighbor, then it's called that's how he's getting Hano. Because Mistama, he's gonna give me back some type. He's gonna be my Shabbos guy, he's gonna turn off the lights for me, he's gonna give me the mail, he's gonna do me a type and exchange. But if you give it to a Nachri Sha'ina Makiro, is the Hanisa from Loisa Khanim? You're not allowed to give Matan Schinim. If you give it to a Nachri Hamakiro, then it's not Loisa Khanim. Because you know for sure he's going to give you back something in exchange. So Taisus Himsachim points out, you give it to Anachri Hamakiro, so you're getting Hano. Give it to Anachri Shein Hamakiro, you're right behind Loisachan. So you can't give it away at all. So leave it in the street. Watch you do Baltashkas. Leave it in the street. Whoever wants to take it should take it.
Yeah.
Maybe a Yid will take it. Maybe a Yid. Thank you.
If you want to give a Goy a present,
throw me in.
If you want to give a present, kosher bottle of wine, are you allowed to do it?
Yeah.
It's not like maybe there'll be menasech to avoid the zoo. You don't have to be afraid for that.
If you don't think that he's an officer is involved in this, then no. So this Gemara is going to have, Medina de Gemara is Stam Yenem is b'mashu. Bizmana Gemara. Stam Yenem was b'mashu because we treated it as if it may be Tekruvus Avodizar. Tekruvus Avodizar is b'mashu. That's the pasuk. Le'yid bak biyotchem u'umah min acher. The Rambam says mu'umah means mashu. Some even want to say that Rambam is a din deraisa. That the Rambam says that all other things are bottle b'roiva, bottle b'shishim, and Avodizar is b'mashu because the pasuk says le'yid bak biyotchem u'umah min acher. It goes on here in Idachas that all of the property of the Anshin in Idachas is also Bahano, and it says Liyib Yatchom Yuma Menachem. So the Gemara says that pasuk is the marker for the din that Avodah Zarah is also Bahano. What does it mean? The Jew has a shtreimel. I mean, there's a religious Jew who lives near an Idachas. So when you burn down the whole city, you burn his shtreimel also. What does the shtreimel got to do with Avodah Zarah? No, that's the din. If the rive of the people worship Avodah Zarah, so we declare everybody's property is a dovah shel Avodah Zarah. And it's also Bano. Kavachemer real Avodah Zarah is Avada Dovashal Avodah Zarah. It's also Bano. But that pasuk is the source. That's one of the makaris of the Yisr Hanoah by Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam says the fact that the lashon pasuk is Mu'uma means that it's b'mashu. That is not even bottle. So some Achrayim want to say that the Rambam means Menatar. The Poshish Shab, the Rambam means that it's only Midrabon. It's an Asmachta. But that's a din that Avodah Zarah is b'mashu and Tekruvus Avodah Zarah is b'mashu. Yai Nesach is b'mashu. So Bizman HaMishneh. Bizmana Gemara, Stam Yenom was b'mashu. Tosis quotes the Goyim that Bizmana says Stam Yenom is bottle b'shishim. Because the Goyim, most of the Goyim are not b'kim b'nisuch, so you don't have all the chumers to treat it really like Stam Yenom. So there are more quotes that already. The Bizmana says when they call that Stam, I think the Mechaber also quotes it. The Bizmana says Stam Yenom is bottle b'shishim. Oh, whiskeys with blended with wine in it. No. If you have, there's another din of Shulchan Aruch. When do you say? Bizman Mishneh Stam Yenem was b'mashu. Bizman Hagoyim, Tosis quotes in the Goyim that Stam Yenem is bottled b'shishim. So, but when you need shishim, let's say if they're pouring the wine into soup, or they're pouring the wine, let's say sometimes you cook flesh, or you cook chicken, so you pour in wine. So then the din is that you need shishim. But what if you mix the wine in with punch? Mixing in with orange juice and with other juices. So then the din is in Shulchan Aruch is a machlokes. We pass in bottled b'shisha. You don't even need shishim. All you need is shisha, because that's a din in Hilchas Bichas Hananin. But let's say do you say bar priagofen on wine? So the din is yes. And what if you pour in a little water? You still say bar priagofen. What if you dilute it? There comes a point that it's too diluted. You can no longer say bar priagofen. Yeah. So how much do you have to dilute it that you can't say bar priagofen anymore? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara, if you have 6 to 1. If you have 6 units of water, 1 unit of wine, then you can no longer say Bar Pir Lo. And then the Mechaber says that Bizman Azeh, Yehna Shalana, are not so strong, so even if it's less than that, even if it's not 6 to 1, also you can't say the Bar Pir Lo anymore. But in principle, that's the klal that the Gemara has, if it's 6 to 1. So this klal is in Yoriday, that's how we paskin, that's Tam Yehnam that falls into a top shield. If you pour stamian into soup, or you pour it into chicken, or you pour it into kugel, there are some people who pour wine into everything. So then you need shishim. But when the stamianum is mixed in with another beverage, with another liquid, then the din is that is bottled with shisho. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He has several letters that he wrote to Rabbi Teitz many years ago. Rabbi Teitz was interested in manufacturing liquors under hashgacha. Because there's a shaila, a lot of the liquors have wine blended in. So Moshe gives him a yashikach, it's a good idea. But he holds that mikradin, it's a midas chasidus, he holds mikradin, it's really bottled. Because there's a machlokes, the shach and the taz, this din, that's tam yenim, is bottled by shisho. Even if it would be yenis chazakim, as manazeh, you don't even need shisho. But let's say, even if it would be a strong wine, from the Zmana Talmud, it would still be bottled by shisho. So that's a machlokes, the shach and the taz in Yeredeya. What if the wine was mixed in, not with water, it was mixed in with orange juice? It was mixed in with some other beverage other than wine. Do you still say batel b'shisha? Do you say batel b'shishim? So Moshe says we pass on like the shach, that it's always batel b'shisha. Any beverage is batel b'shisha. So Meir Moshe says, how much wine did he mix in already into the schnapps? He checked into it, so he says it's always batel b'shisha.
If you do the ketchilah because it gives it flavor, it's not about to become a...
That's what Rabbi Moshe claims. So that's what others, Taina, Dayan Weiss, has a long tshuva. He said, how can you say that it's bottle of shisha? If they mix it in, lechatchila, and they throw the out, and they'll throw out $100,000 worth of schnapps because they're not happy about the way it's blended in.
Yeah.
So obviously, the whole reason why bottle of shisha, because it's a nice and tam of gam, shvachatam, whatever. How can you say shvachatam if they throw out thousands of dollars, tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars of schnapps because they're not happy about the way it blended it? So that's a tain against Rav Moshe. That's a shtark tain against Rav Moshe. But that's Rav Moshe writes. He held that all the blended whiskeys is bottled b'shisha. Others tain it against Rav Moshe that it says in Yerideya that this din, that stam yenim is bottled b'shisha, is only if it gets mixed in with beverages. But if it gets mixed into a maichol, then you need shishim. So that's a shaila. What status does schnapps have?
Yeah.
Schnapps is considered a beverage. People don't drink schnapps when they're thirsty. Let's say soup is liquidy. Some soups are a little more liquid. Soup is considered a meichel. Soup is a meichel. Yeah. So that's a shaila. Maybe schnapps should be mezaina. Who said it? The minute that people say shahakal on schnapps.
You think with chayim, you'd have to make for the bowl of mezainas on the cake, and then you think the schnapps, you make a shakal.
Right, but it's not so posh. The pashta says that the schnapps should be mezainis. It's a problem.
You can't make kiddush over schnapps if it has to be mezainis.
Right, that's what Abchaim Valozhiner writes. The time is that the chassidim make kiddush over schnapps on Shabbos morning, so he says it's like making kiddush over soup. He says it's a meichel, it's not a mashke. They quote the others, say like that also, the schnapps has the status of a maichel, it's not a mashke. People don't drink schnapps when they're thirsty. If you have no brewery, so you say you'll drink anything. You'll drink soup also, but basically soup people drink when they're hungry, not when they're thirsty. So schnapps also, people drink schnapps when they want to be in a happy mood.
Schnapps is not the Yain Sarut.
Yeah. Yain Sarut. Okay, so that's the shaila that Rav Moshe was making. If the wine was blended into whiskey, he claims that it's like shar mashkim and it's bottled b'shisha. So that's what others are not so convinced of. Who says that schnapps is considered shar mashkim? Maybe it's considered like oichla. It's an oichla, it's not a beverage. Maybe you should need shishim, which you don't have. Shishim you don't have, you just have shisha.
But when you say blended whiskey, it doesn't necessarily mean whiskey with wine.
No, it could be whiskey with whiskey. All kind of whiskey.
Yeah, with other whiskey. Yeah.
I think the question was Tanakh, I think they said they made it in wine caps.
Yeah. They have a lot of scotches, they dafke age it in sherry casks. In barrels that used to contain wine from before. And they're very mockbit about that. They're very proud about that. They're very makbid about that. And if they don't like the blend again, they'll throw out $100,000 worth of schnapps because it didn't come out well. So that's a shaila. What is their intention over there? Also, it's batel b'shisha. You have shisha against it, but again, the shaila. Maybe it's an oichel. Maybe it's not a mashke. So maybe you need shishim. Shishim you probably will not have.
You will have probably have shishim too. What is blue on the barrel? You wouldn't have shishim.
We usually assume, in Shulchan Aruch, usually you don't have shishim
against the thickness
of the gdesh. Shloshim, you assume you always have, and shishim, we assume you usually don't have. In rare cases, you do have. But with machmed, usually you don't have shishim.
If soup is a manchol, what bracha do you make?
Bar pri adam. Let's say vegetable soup, you say bar pri adam. On beverages, Taisa asked Akasha, if you say bar pri adam on vegetable soup, so why don't you say mezainis on beer? So the answer, Taisa has three terutzim. So the answer that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch is that beverages are always shahak. So beer is a beverage. But the shaila schnapps, schnapps is not a beverage. Soup is not a beverage, soup is a machel. But the shayla schnapps, you have Taisa's kasha of beer.
What do you do with chicken soup?
No, chicken soup is shahakal. Even if you have, Taisa says, even if you have vegetable soup that had chickens also, so the ikir is the chicken, Taisa says. But the schnapps, because the schmaltz of the chicken permeates the ikir will be the chicken flavor. So then Taisa says, you say shahakal.
Chicken, if chicken alone, you make also a charcoal, so there shouldn't be any better than chicken soup.
Yeah.
Vegetables,
chicken, you make a charcoal.
Anyway, so here the Gemara, see the shayla by the sherry casks is the following shayla. Why, if one should assume that the schnapps is considered an oichel, not a mashkin, you need shishim, so usually you won't have shishim in the contents of the kli, keneged the thickness of the kli. So then it'll be a shayla on these sherry casks. So the people in Scotland who manufacture this, someone called up on the telephone once. But I was in New York, and this fellow was in Yerushalayim, and he made a conference call. He called the guy in Scotland. So he asked the sheikhs who ran the company, why do they age it in the sherry casks? Are they interested in the flavor of the wine going into the schnapps, or are they interested in the flavor of the wood? So she said in her Scottish English, of course they're interested in the flavor of the wine. Well, we're interested in the flavor of the wood. She thinks it's ridiculous. So the guy from Yerushalayim says, are you sure that's why? She says, she just works here. She thinks that's why. She says, call a different number. He's the philosopher. He's the chemist. He knows what he's doing. So he called the other guy. He says, no, they're interested in the flavor of the wood. And they want sherry casks to offset the flavor of the wood, that the wood shouldn't give too much time. To neutralize, that the wood shouldn't give too much of a flavor. So they're not really interested in the flavor of the wine. So then Rav Moshe is for sure right. Rav Moshe held that there's nothing to worry about with the sherry cask.
Oak.
Wine. No, you should always make over wine. You should always make over. Moshe Feinstein has a truth about what's considered Chamar Medina. Medina is when you don't have wine, you can say Kiddush on Shabbos morning on Chamar Medina. So Moshe talks, what about soda, what about seltzer, what about tea, what about coffee, whatever, a whole truth about different thing. And then at the end, the last paragraph, he writes, but by the way, what continent do you live in? Where do you live? Where, if you have wine, so you're not allowed to use Chamar Medina. You don't have wine, so go to the next door neighbor. The next door neighbor has wine. Everybody has wine. Whenever it's easy to find wine, unless it's so expensive you can't afford it, unless you don't have any kosher wine, then you have no bread. But whenever wine is available, if it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not proper to make Kiddush over Chamar Medina.
Let's say you're at a Kiddush, like on the bottle of wine, and it's not on the table, and you miss Kiddush by wine. You miss, there's no more wine available. You can't wait.
He can't make over schnapps. Chaim Elazar says that schnapps is like soup. That's what he writes. You can't make it over soup.
Come early next time.
By the chassidim, they always make over schnapps.
Yeah.
But the Taz.
The Luf once said the Taz liked the schnapps that he was wanted to make Kiddush over schnapps.
He manufactured schnapps.
He manufactured beer.
Beer, yeah.
So there is some kind of aloha by so he favored.
Beer. Mark points it out because he manufactured beer.
Right.
We were exceeded. We never made onion schnapps. Only on the farm.
Oh, yeah? Okay. See, the Gemara is going to go through some of the details of Bishul Akum. Our sukkah is going to go through some. So the Gemara has three lines from the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph. Dogim ketanim meluchim. If you have, let's say, salted fish that was never cooked, but because it was salted, so you can eat it the way it is. Let's say you have Bishul Akum is only also if they actually cooked it be'ur, if they cooked it with fire. Let's say they cooked it with kavush. Let's say I have pickles. Pickles are cucumbers that were soaking for more than 24 hours. Right. So you don't say kavush kemavushal, that is bishul akum. You don't say that. Or let's say you have some food which you wouldn't eat raw, but you salted it so much till you...
Lax, for instance.
Okay. Or let's say you smoke. Let's say you smoked something. So smoke becomes roi lachila, not because of the heat. You have a cold smoke. You can smoke a fish with a cold smoke. So it's not that the heat makes it roi lachila. The flavor of the smoking makes it roi lachila. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that there's no bishul akum on that. Mu'ushan, there's no bishul. So the herring is also, it becomes roi lachila by the salt and by the kavush. So that's not bishul akum. There's no prohibition of bishul akum. Not only that, what if the guy did everything? The guy took the fish and he salted it and he soaked it and he made the herring and it's roi lachila without cooking. But then he goes ahead and he does cook it afterwards. So it's still not bishul akum because it was nechol kamo shu chai. Since he could have eaten it even before he cooked it. They didn't need the bishul to make it edible. Exactly. They didn't need the bishul to make it edible. So that's... No, all kinds of, that's also bishul. Anything al yedei ha'ur.
So if you buy smoked fish, you don't have to be, you can buy smoked fish any place. I mean, because there's not...
You gotta know if the fish is kosher.
I mean, smoked
that's
fish,
number
you know,
one.
You know it's a kosher
fish. It has to be a doctor.
Yeah, of course.
There's no problem of bishul. Okay. The only thing is you have to make sure sometimes, it's not that, sometimes they put in chips to give the flavor of smoking, but the heat is what does the trick that makes it roi lachila, not the smoking.
Yeah,
you have to find out what the metzius is.
You can smoke it with tripe fish together, right?
Okay, so that would be a problem.
But tuna has to be a mashgiach. Tuna is bishul.
Okay. So this is the din in the Gemara, that the only time they instituted the prohibition of bishul akum, Mishum B'nei Seyem, that the fact that the Nochri cooked it may lead me to
intermarriage,
that's only if the Bishul was important. If the Bishul made it Roi Lachila, but if it was Nechal Kamoshu Chai, I could have eaten it even if the guy wouldn't have cooked it. So then there's no Issa de Rabbanon a Bishul Aki. So that's what the Rambam writes, that it depends, Kafiyah Mokam and Kafiyah Azman. Let's say years ago in America, they would never eat sushi. In Japan, they do eat sushi. So if you live in Japan, you can eat, even if the guy cooked the fish, you can eat it because they're minigamnina. They eat it the way it is. Or let's say cat. But in America, no one would ever eat it raw. So if a guy would cook it, it would be bishalach, let's say carrots. In Europe, I understand, I'm not sure right in Europe, who would ever eat raw carrots? No one ever ate raw carrots. So if a guy will cook carrots, different parts, I guess, different parts of Europe. But in America, everybody eats raw carrots. They're different fruits and vegetables that it, in different countries at different times. The minigam din is that you do eat it raw, you don't eat it raw. So the Rambam says that this din of bishul akum changes depending on, the din doesn't change, but the application changes depending on what the,
What?